Business?
Business.
Businesswisser. Podcast of the German Czech Business. Driving tomorrow's industry. My name is Christian Rühmkopf. Ad Astra means up to the stars, but actually the Ad Astra Group is a company with very grounded, down-to-earth solutions in the field of data and digitalization. And Ad Astra is a Czech company with Czech owners and a company that has gone worldwide. In numbers, more than 2,000 employees and consultants around the globe, and a turnover of more than 162 million euros. It's all about data and technologies to improve business results. Welcome to the podcast Businesswisser of the German Czech Chamber of Industry and Commerce. Our today's Businesswisser is Pavel Kysela, CEO of Ad Astra Czech Republic. Welcome, Pavel, at our premises on the Wenceslav Square in Prague.
Thank you very much for such a nice introduction, and thank you for having me here today.
Great to have you here. Thank you. The Ad Astra Group is, by the way, also premium partner of the German-Czech Economic Forum, 17th of October. If you, dear listeners, don't have tickets yet, then visit our website, gcef.eu. This is your fast track to be part of this great business event where everything revolves around efficiency and resilience. Pavel, your business revolves around big data, from the collection to the information management, but also artificial intelligence, software development, mobile apps, and consulting. But what's the core?
It's hard to explain, and to explain everything what we are doing would take much more than we have today. But I would say that everything what we are doing is somehow connected to data. Since the company was founded in 2000, it was focused on business intelligence and data warehousing, which means collecting the data from various systems, putting them together and create something we called like single version of truth for the companies, and try to help the companies to benefit from data and turn data into information. That was our core business. And during the time, as new technologies emerged, we have added number of new topics and competencies to be able to deliver to our clients something I called one-stop shop for digitization, meaning that we would like to provide like full scope of services which are required in modern era. Yeah.
So which company leaders and which industries should listen carefully to our today's podcast with you?
I believe that digitization as a topic is relevant to almost all industries. As we started more than 20 years ago, our main clients were banks, insurance companies, retailers or telco operators. But during the time, we realized that we are more and more relevant for manufacturing, automotive, healthcare, e-commerce, logistics, and all these industries, because they are being more and more dependent on data and data-driven decision-making.
So manufacturing is also the core business, actually, of the Czech-German economy. This is a very important part. Ad Astra connects actually the analog world with a digital world. Please give us some, let's say, best practices, some use cases of your solutions. Where and how could you improve business results?
I would pick one project as an example, a project we have delivered to Škoda Auto, which is, I believe, a well-known company in Czech Republic.
And not only in the Czech Republic.
Not only in Czech Republic, thank you. And it is somehow related to very common topics nowadays, meaning ESG, environment, and efficiency. This project was focused on, let's say, best space utilization of containers, because Škoda Auto is distributing a lot of their parts worldwide, and they are using containers. And the goal of the project was to use artificial intelligence to fill each particular container in most efficient way. Mm-hmm. And till now, all this work was done by, let's say, experienced people. But we realized that utilizing the best AI technology, we can be much more efficient. And I can say that within the first year, applying artificial intelligence save more than 150 containers per year, which corresponds to more than 80 tons of CO2 emissions, which was saved just because of the technology. So applying this smart digital solution can save money and also can help our environment, which is also quite important.
So this is actually a business model you could apply to many companies who have many articles to for import and export.
Exactly. This is very well or very easily applicable to any logistics and any company which has massive import and export.
So this project was developed actually in the cooperation with Škoda, or did you have this idea before?
This project is, let's say, specific application of, let's say, general concept of optimization, which is based on our own and by our company developed optimization platform. And this is just one particular case how this platform can be used. So generally speaking, optimization is one of the topics we are focused on within the AI. And this is the application.
Mm-hmm. And this is probably not the only project you have and lead right now in automotive, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. This is just one little example what we are doing. But just give you an idea, in Czech Republic for Škoda Auto works more than 100 of our colleagues, and in Wolfsburg for VW there is another 200 people working just for those two companies. So we are really proud that we can work for them.
To increase efficiency, we were just talking about it, is one of the most important ways to solve many, many current problems of companies. Would you agree from your point of view that efficiency is the key to the future, actually, from nowadays point of view?
I agree 100%. I think all the companies are trying to find ways how to deliver better products at cheaper costs to their clients. And finding the way how to be more efficient is priority number one. And especially now when we are in the middle of so-called energy crisis, a lot of our customers are asking us to help them with increasing their efficiency.
Pavel Kysela, you mentioned the energy crisis. We have also a huge climate crisis, actually. Decarbonization became a major task for every company. Decarbonization is also a huge part of, or a growing part of your business. How and in which way, actually? I don't know if you can help every company, but at least many.
I believe that we can help many companies in this respect. Actually, we are helping some companies from automotive industry, and we are again utilizing some planning methods and artificial intelligence, where we're using prediction and optimization. We are trying to predict the future of the production and of the CO2 emissions, and at the same time we try to optimize the processes and some decisions within our clients to let's say, fulfill all the regulatory expectations and other things which are related to CO2 emissions.
And this is based on data analysis and or on technologies?
Yeah, exactly. Everything is based on data, historical data, actual data, predicted data, anticipating the future. And we are also helping our customers to play with different variants, different options, different scenarios of the future, so they can see what happened if, and they can make some decision based on those predictions or models. It's a combination of several competencies, because as a basis you need to have data you can play with. Based on that, there are some planning softwares which helps you to plan the future, and on top of that you can use statistical or artificial intelligence methods to predict the future or optimize various scenarios.
You are listening to Business Wisser, the podcast of the German Czech Chamber of Industry and Commerce. Our today's Business Wisser is Pavel Kysela, CEO of Ad Astra Czech Republic. Pavel, you and Ad Astra, that's the story of a long, long journey of, I think, more than 20 years. You mentioned that. How could you describe yours and the company's evolution over the time?
I would say it was really dramatic, because when I was joining the company, it had like maybe less than 50 people, just one office in Czech Republic in small villa on Vinohrady. And since then, it developed enormously. We expand to many other countries. Now we have offices in 12 countries. We are delivering projects in more than 30 countries. We have regular customers in North America, in Europe, in Asia. And from those 50 people, now we have more than 2,000 and still growing. You mentioned our revenue was roughly 4 billion crowns. Now it's actually 5, and we plan that next year it could be more than 6 billion crowns. So it's expanding not in terms of just the size, but also in terms of competencies. And I mentioned that earlier. We started with one single focus on business intelligence and data warehousing, and nowadays I believe we provide a wide set of competencies covering all the digitization topics.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the expansion of Ad Astra. Ad Astra also expanded to its business to Germany, to Wolfsburg, Munich, and Frankfurt. There are actually not too many successful Czech companies abroad. There are some lighthouses, we all know. And why is there so few Czech companies encouraging themselves to do this step and to be successful? And if they are successful, then it's mostly about digitalization. Why are the Czechs so good in that?
That's a nice question. I hope that you are right and we are good at it.
I've got the feeling.
I believe we are. And I think it's a combination of different factors. I still believe that we can leverage the good education systems, at least in mathematics and programming, which is a tradition in Czech Republic. Obviously, I believe that there is still good like price performance ratio for mm-hmm. foreign countries. Mm-hmm. But I think that the price is not the biggest motivator. I think the concentration of talent in Czech Republic is really huge. And we can see it on a number of companies coming to Czech Republic and building their shared services centers in here. And I'm proud to say that also one line of our business is helping companies, especially from Germany, to establish their presence in Czech Republic. And we are working with Commerzbank, Deutsche Börse, and mm-hmm. Companies like that, and helping them establish their premises in Prague.
When being aware of this fast growth of your company, Are there some distinctive features of Ad Astra that you are proud of that have developed through the years? What makes the company unique, let's say, compared to competitors?
For me, personally, it's a company culture. And it's inherited from our owners, and I'm doing my best to keep it in the company and maintain it and develop it. And the part of this culture is honesty and fairness towards to our clients, towards to our employees, towards to our partners. And we believe in long-term partnership. So some kind of like fairness and mutual trust is essential. And another thing which is very important for me is that this company was always full of very intelligent and experienced people. And even I'm here for more than 20 years, there is still a lot of people who inspired me, and I can learn a lot from them. So this is the reason why I'm staying so long, and I'm not thinking about leaving.
Actually, this is very unusual. When I saw your CV, that somebody in the branch of digitalization and modern technologies is for such a long, more than two decades in one company. That's really unique.
I have to say that I always had the opportunity to do what I wanted and to try what I wanted, so I didn't have a really reason to go anywhere else. And I think this is the part of our culture, and I like to provide with the same opportunity all our employees and to create some entrepreneurship organization and give the space to our people to try the new ideas and develop themselves and try new ways that we can help to our customers.
I think you have 500 people in the employees in the Czech Republic, roundabout?
More than 850. Yeah.
Okay, this is developing very fast. Your revenue is expanding within one day, and the numbers of your employees too. So our research, we have to update that. All these people working for you, are they working mostly remote? Because company culture is, I think, home office is kind of a threat to company culture. At least it's something you have to deal with as a CEO. When company culture is very, very important for your business, for your company itself. So how does this work at Astra?
This is a very good question. Thank you for that. And this is the topic we are discussing heavily, at least since the COVID started.
Yeah.
Previously, it was kind of mixture that part of our employees are working on customer side, because customers usually want to have our people as a part of their teams, and part of our employees are working from our premises. Since the COVID, everything went online, and at the beginning it looked perfect, that everything is very efficient, nobody has to travel anywhere, and some people move to their cottages and work from there. But quite soon we realized that there are some costs of it as well. And as we are like project-based company, and we are like project-organized, it's much more difficult to establish the new teams in online environment and introduce new people, especially junior people, to the new teams. And as I mentioned earlier, we're covering a lot of different competencies, and I believe that the best value is created when we can mix those competencies together. So for mixing these competencies and creating the new ideas, it's very important that people are meeting together and having informal chats, and those ideas are emerging during those chats. So what we are trying to do at the moment is to find some kind of balance between the freedom, which is based on the home office and or working from anywhere, and having people at least like 2 or 3 days a week in our premises and let them meet. And I think that our new office also really helps to that, because we tried to create a space where we are really like connecting different teams together, and it helps to create those interactions.
I really confirm that you have nice premises. I've been there. It's perfect. It's a perfect space. From business visa to besser visa, I don't know if you know that this is the German word for a know-it-all or smart-ass, actually. What do you know better today as a manager and as a person than, let's say, a year ago?
I think we are all learning every day. I don't know if I can well describe what I have learned during the last year. I think within the last years or last 3 years, we are facing many different so-called challenges, crisis, or however you want to call it.
Maybe just problems.
Problems or things to solve, which makes our work more interesting, definitely. Mm. So I definitely gained a lot of experience because, you know, during the normal times and everything is going well, you are doing just what you do usually. But during the crisis, you typically have to improvise and find new ways how to approach the problems. So, yeah, from this perspective, we learned a lot during the last 3 years.
Yeah, definitely. And finally, in this time, you mentioned it, in this time of external shocks and insane flexibility, I would say, how do you keep yourself resilient?
I think
one of your brothers is Olympic champion, isn't it?
Yeah, he is, David. And
so sports, maybe you have in the family, running in the family.
Exactly. I'm trying to keep my exercises at least 3 or 4 times a week, which gives me some way how to focus on something else and. Relax maybe mentally, not physically, but it helps me to energize and keep going and keep focus on important things.
And switch off the mind from time to time, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
That was Business Visa, the podcast of the German Czech Chamber of Industry and Commerce. Our today's Business Visa was Pavel Kysela, CEO of Ad Astra Czech Republic. Thank you so much, Pavel. See you at GCEF 17th of October. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.